The cases of COVID-19 have been rising in Wisconsin as events get canceled, schools close, or consider online-only instruction, and the world responds to the pandemic. WPR readers and listeners have questions. Our producer, Hannah Haynes, spoke to Dr. Hamad Haider-Shah, Chief Medical Officer at Aurora West Allis Medical Center, to get some answers.
Hi, Dr. Haider-Shah. Thanks for speaking with me.
Thanks for having me.
So we've received several questions from audience members who they wonder how serious the new coronavirus is and why the response has been so dramatic compared to how we handle the flu or even to how the country reacted to the H1N1 pandemic in 2009. So what makes COVID-19 different?
So COVID-19 is different in that, one, it is a disease that we haven't seen, but it's also a disease where the incubation time or the time from when you're exposed to when you get sick is a little bit different than it is with the flu. So when you get contact with somebody who has the flu, normally within 1 to 3 days, you develop symptoms and you're sick and you're only sick for a few days and then symptoms go away. And during that time that you're symptomatic is the only time that you are able to spread that disease to someone else. With COVID-19, it works a little bit differently in that the time from when you're exposed to when you get sick can be anywhere from 2 days to 14 days. And unfortunately, even during that time that you're not sick, you may still be spreading the disease. But it's that issue of we don't know when you are sick because of that 14-day period. And the symptoms are not quite the same. They're not quite as severe as flu can be. You know, so you can have just a mild cough, a low-grade fever, and so because of that, we're not sure everyone that has it quite yet, and so because of that, the response a little bit differently. On top of the fact, flu is definitely much more seasonal; it comes and goes during the seasons, as well as the fact that many people have immunity to the flu, whether through natural immunity or through vaccines, which we don't have with COVID-19.
One audience member asked, once someone tests positive for coronavirus or becomes sick, how long does it normally take for the illness to run its course? So could you kind of clarify what you were saying there about the 14 days?
Yep. So once you're exposed, it can be up to 14 days before you develop symptoms. Once you develop symptoms, for most people, you're only sick for a few days, and then you're starting to feel better. And once you start feeling better and you're not coughing, you're not having any more fevers. And when I say fevers, I mean fevers without taking any sort of medications. At that point, you're also not able to transmit the disease to anybody else at that point, too.
So, yeah, to follow up on that, that's a question we've gotten. Once people have gotten sick and recovered, do they have immunity against the illness? And how long does that immunity last? Is that something that we have a sense of?
No, we don't actually know whether you have immunity and how long that immunity is good for. So there's still a lot of information about the coronavirus that we still don't know yet.
One audience member asked, once someone tests positive for the coronavirus in their quarantine, or even if they aren't sick and they're self-quarantining, especially for those people who have multiple people in their households or who have pets or animals that need to be taken outside or cared for, they're kind of just wondering how quarantine works in action.
So once you are sick or you need to self-quarantine, definitely stay home, avoid public places, avoid public transportation, limit the rooms that you use around your house, make sure you're cleaning the rooms that you are using with regular disinfectant. You definitely want to limit contact with pets and animals. We just don't have enough information about whether COVID-19 transmits to pets and animals. We know certain coronaviruses do, so definitely want to limit that restriction for sure.
Several people have asked whether otherwise healthy people should be isolating themselves at this point, either for their own safety or to prevent the spread of the virus. Could you speak to that?
So if you're otherwise healthy, you don't need to self-quarantine. The only people that would have to self-quarantine that are not sick is if you've definitely been exposed. So if you know a person that has been tested positive and you've spent a significant amount of time with them, you know, then for sure then you should be self-quarantining at that point. I would definitely have you speak to your physician first before self-quarantining.
Could you speak to how hospitals like yours are adjusting their normal operations? Are things being rescheduled? What kinds of screening are being done and recommended for patients and visitors?
So we are looking at all our efforts here in the hospital. We are looking at every person that needs to be in the hospital, whether it's staff to patients and visitors. We are looking eventually at limiting the number of visitors to the hospital. Otherwise, we haven't changed any other processes. We haven't decreased the number of surgeries or changed any of our other processes. Patients that are otherwise sick or otherwise need treatment should still continue to come to the hospital. I would recommend that if you do think that you have the coronavirus, not to come straight to the emergency room, but rather to give your physician a call first and see whether you're high risk or not based on speaking to your physician. And then based on that, then deciding on where the best place is to get screening done.
And then when it comes to testing for the virus, could you walk me through what exactly that entails, what that looks like?
So it's the exact same process that we use for the flu. It's a swab that we either in your throat or in your nose, and we just take part of that and then send it to the lab. The way it works currently is we'll send it to our internal lab. We'll speak to the state. The state will then run the test results or run the test on that swab, and then once we have the results, we will let you know whether you're positive or negative.
So could you talk about what signs and symptoms people could be looking for, and then if they are finding those signs and symptoms, what they can do going forward?
Yeah, so the signs and symptoms for the new coronavirus are fevers, cough, and shortness of breath. If you have those symptoms and you've been in contact with somebody that's come back from a high-risk area where COVID-19 is very high, or you've been in contact with somebody that has been tested positive for coronavirus, then you should be giving your physician a call. Those are the people that definitely need to be screened.
Thank you for your diligent work during this time, and thank you so much for taking the time to join us today.
Well, thank you for letting me educate our community on new coronavirus.
Absolutely. That was Dr. Hamad Haidershaw, Chief Medical Officer at Aurora West Allis Medical Center. That interview came from audience questions as part of the Wisconsin Project. You can submit your questions or concerns about COVID-19, and we'll do our best to answer them. Go to wpr.org/COVID. I'm Hannah Haynes.